Hello guys, Pentax here with TechNox, the tech podcast, which you debate about all types of techs. Today I'd like to just bring up, a new video game that came out. You guys probably know about the hype swayed Arkham Knight. So, here my friend here, Ani, we're going to talk about it. So, yes, tell me what you think about this.
I think that game is very, very good indeed. I think the Batmobile was a big letdown for some people, but for some other people, it was a big let up.
So basically, in the game, the Batmobile controls are really bad. Like, it's not even worth playing. But the storyline does go very in-depth, and it's 10 hours of campaign, so, you can't complain. But storyline itself, like, with clips and stuff, is an hour, so, storyline's very good, and I can't wait for them. The DLCs, though, I feel like everyone's overpricing DLCs. That's another topic for another day, but DLCs, seriously, now that I think about it. So you're buying the game for $60, then you already have to pay $40 for the first DLC. So on the top, if you're a real hardcore fan, you're already spending $100 on this game. Like, seriously. You don't even know how it's going to be. And I know they're releasing that new DLC. I think it's a part to the campaign. I believe that's 40. So with all these DLCs, I'm not sure about games now. So, that's Batman. Let's just close it at that. A good game, many experiences in the game. You'll like some, you won't like some others. Now let's talk about the raging of the Destiny fanboys. So, I know my friend here, Ani, doesn't know anything about that. I'm not a Destiny fanboy myself, but this whole scenario caught my eye, for one thing. Now, before I tell you the background information, I'm going to tell you what Destiny is doing right now. What they're doing right now is you get DLCs 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, 3, and 4, plus the game, hard copy or soft copy, whichever you want, for $60. Normally the game is 60, and each of the DLCs are 20, right? So, obviously, now I'm getting Destiny. But, the thing about all these hardcore raging fanboys is, they bought the game for 60, and then they bought all three of the DLCs for 20. So they already spent, 60, 120 bucks. And they're not mad about the deal. They know deals are going to come eventually. What they're mad about is the fourth DLC, the only way you can get it is if you spend the $60. So literally, they're going to have to spend $60 for only $20 of product, which they only want. So it's really cheap what they're doing now. So now people are making petitions on the Destiny website, on the forums, and some of those petitions are actually getting really popular, like 50,000, 500,000 signs. And what they're doing after those petitions is Ubisoft?
It's Bungie.
Bungie. Bungie is stopping it and deleting the petitions. So now what people are doing is taking photos of those petitions and reposting them. So it's like an ever-endless cycle. We have to see what happens because people are going to start maybe boycotting soon. We'll have to see. If they boycott, that would be pretty funny, though. No one plays Destiny. You could just go on a server, and there's four people on it. So, what else is there right now? I am a Nintendo fanboy, but let's talk about the NX. What do we know about the NX? Got anything?
No.
Now, I remember Miyamoto saying many things about the NX. I'm scared about the system, guys. I really am. I bought the new 3DS, and I'm worried they're going to scrap it once they make this. I'm not even sure what's going to happen, because these guys are retarded. They think they're still the best. They have to wake up. It's not the 70s anymore. People are going with Microsoft and Sony now, not Nintendo and Sega. But the system is going to be a crossover. It's going to be what's so scary to me is they hired a Windows guy who helped make the Windows phone to make the main processor. And they're saying it's gonna be compatible with Android. Is Nintendo going for the iPhone and Android market? I don't even know. All I know is this is Nintendo's last chance. Basically, this is like the thing that decides their future. If this goes, it becomes a hit like the Wii, not the Wii U. I don't even think it'll be like the Wii U. The Wii U at least sold good the last couple months. If it becomes like the Wii, Nintendo's back out there. They can do all their retarded schemes and still be able to make 20 mil a year. But if it fails, like the Virtual Boy, you know what happened? Virtual Boy made that reference, I know, even though I'm like 15. But if it fails, like the Virtual Boy, Nintendo's done. They're done, I'll tell you that. It'll become Sega. They're gonna be selling their IPs on the street to homeless companies, indie develops, just stuff like that. The system that determines their future, though. It really does. Any comments?
Well, not really, but since Nintendo's making their new console, I just have to wish them good luck because, like Shiva said, they might lose their victory, like they're famous, because Sony and Microsoft are at it right now. So yeah, that's my comment.
I mean, yeah. Let's forget Nintendo. They're probably gonna become homeless in a couple of years anyways. But I would definitely like to talk about... Dang it, I can't even think of anything to talk about. I think we're done with all the video game stuff, guys. If it is, this might be our first podcast. You're probably like, dude, you really only make 6 minutes, 56 seconds, 57, 58... 59, 7 minute podcast? No, we don't. But for our first one, this is enough. So go shut up and eat your hamburger, and I'll come and see you guys next time.
Bye.